The worm has turned for some new car dealers. I'm David Brancaccio. New cars are no longer flying out of many dealerships. Monthly government data shows sales slumping in February, down 5% from a month earlier. There's more inventory waiting to be sold at many places, but high prices and rising interest rates are turning off some buyers, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
A year ago, demand for new cars was really high, while the supply on dealer lots was really low. Ned Hill was looking for new wheels back then, and he says it was definitely a seller's market.
Bought a Toyota Highlander hybrid and was told what color I was going to get it in and how much I was going to pay for it.
Hill's a professor studying the auto industry at Ohio State. He says 1 year later, supply chains have cleared up and dealers have more variety on their lots. But higher borrowing costs and rising prices are a challenge for middle-income consumers, says Morningstar auto analyst David Whiston.
It seems buying a new vehicle is the domain of the wealthy right now.
The average price of a new vehicle is nearly $50,000, and prices are likely to keep going up. Along with higher interest rates, that's likely to keep sales significantly lower than they were before the pandemic. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Perhaps the single most powerful economic policymaker in the country, if not the world, Federal Reserve Chief Jerome Powell, testifies this week. And then at the end of the week, we'll get the government's big hiring and unemployment reports for February. To start the business week here, let's consult economist Julia Coronado, founder of Macro Policy Perspectives and a professor at the University of Texas, Austin. Hey, Julia.
Good morning.
So the week will be punctuated with the head of the Fed, Jerome Powell. He has to go up to Capitol Hill to talk about the economy, and it is hard to encapsulate this complex economy that we have here in the winter of 2023, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the best of times and the worst of times. A very strong job market, inflation that's still too high. I think he's going to tell Congress they're still focused on bringing inflation down and their job there isn't done. So striking the right balance is the Fed's challenge this year.
Best of times, worst of times. Why don't we call it that Dickens of an economy, I guess, right?
It's a Dickens, that's for sure.
Now, on Friday, we'll get some hard data, right? I mean, the government's been surveying households for the unemployment rate. The payrolls figure, very strong January, but the fresh data for February that we'll see, people like you expect it to be a little calmer.
Right. That's partly payback for January. So you average the two, and it's still very strong. It's difficult to estimate and get those seasonal ebbs and flows right. So we had such a blockbuster report in January. It makes sense we're going to get something a lot more subdued in February. But we'll see. It continues to surprise us.
All right. Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
South Korea has taken a step toward improving relations with Japan. Today it announced a plan to compensate Koreans for forced labor during brutal Japanese colonial rule from 1910 through 1945. Here's the surprise today. It's Korean companies that will pay compensation, not necessarily Japanese companies, which is angering some victims. Some cities in France are getting rid of outdoor advertising, which they say is ugly, hurts the environment, and is antisocial. The western city of Nantes has recently banned most electronic billboards. 110 were taken apart in one night, and that's only the start. John Lawrenson reports.
From his office, Pascal Prat, vice president of the government of Greater Nantes, points out the window at the central station and streets below.
La gare de Nantes.
Oui. Prat says this has become a billboard-free zone.
On a nettoyé cet espace.
We've cleaned this whole area, and across the city, the reduction is drastic.
Advertisers have had to dismantle all large billboards in and around the city and reduce the number of smaller ones by about half. The municipality is also cutting digital advertising in shop windows and on the public transport system. It's also banned all advertising near schools. It's partly to save electricity, but that's not the main thing.
L'objet étant d'arriver.
The aim is to pacify the urban landscape, and near heritage sites or places of natural beauty, ban billboard advertising altogether. We're also thinking about the impact of advertising that pushes people to consume more and buy things they don't necessarily need.
Street advertising in the Nantes area brings in over $11 million a year. Undaunted by the revenue loss, other cities like Grenoble, Marseille and Paris have enacted similar bans, following Brazil's Sao Paulo, India's Chennai and four US states. Stéphane Dotland is president of the Street Advertising Union. He says these city councils' view of billboards is outdated.
These days, if your advertising is manipulative rather than honest, you're dead. Because consumers know how to read it, how to decode it. But also because there are so many restrictions. A dishonest advert is much more likely to be sanctioned than the media or politicians or web influencers when they fail to tell the truth.
But out on the streets of Nantes, passers-by like Maëlys Long say they don't miss the ads.
I think it's a good thing to get rid of them. I rarely agree with the ads they give us. I often find them a bit shocking or stupid.
1,000 billboards are programmed to disappear in the Nantes area by 2024. In Nantes, France, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.
In the U.S., several states have bans on outdoor billboards, including Maine. That ban to preserve the scenery in a state that depends so much on tourism went into effect in 1978. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.